You will hear an expert talking about the problem of electronic waste and some possible solutions. For questions 1 to 9, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
So today I want to focus on the issue of household waste. And when I say that, I mean the appliances and gadgets which we can no longer live without, and the utterly disastrous effects that this throwaway culture we live in is having on the environment. The problem of electronic, or e-waste, is one that has been building up significantly, and now we desperately need to get to grips with it as part of the ongoing fight against climate change. I would go as far as to say that we're currently living in what is tantamount to the era of waste rather than the era of technology, since the world economy is, to a large extent, dependent upon it. The cycle of production, use and waste is constant and is repeated across almost all industries. Even so, I want to stress that humans are not wasteful by nature. In fact, until very recently, relatively speaking, the way in which humans were able to forage for food and materials from their surroundings, the way they would fashion rocks, wood, metal, and what have you, into reusable tools that could improve their lives, can best be described as extraordinarily resourceful. Part of this was due to having to use what was available locally, whereas today, innovations in transportation which have dramatically sped up international trade allow us to access materials easily and, as a result, create and consume more. It wasn't until the birth of the modern consumer lifestyle in the mid-20th century that we became passive over-consumers instead of active makers and menders. And yet, here we are a few decades later, in a world where most of the world's gold reserves can be found not underground, as had always been the case, but in the vast number of electronic devices already in existence. Now, let's talk about how modern products are made. Part of the problem these days comes down to a concept known as planned obsolescence, a modern term which refers to the idea of forcing customers to buy replacements by making products which are bound to fall to pieces after a short time and which are difficult to repair. The rise of large factories and the rapid growth of corporations competing for a share of the market drove companies to sell things at cheaper rates too, thereby making it far less important for people to maintain their possessions, as they could easily afford to go out and get a new one. This trend became especially prevalent in small consumer electronics and led us to the state we're in with e-waste. Planned obsolescence is not a new phenomenon, but over the last couple of decades it has become more widespread, so much so that in France there is now a law which states that manufacturers must provide clear information on how to repair products. This is mostly due to the success of a company that started publishing free online instructions for repairing household products, such as laptops and washing machines, and who put pressure on governments to amend laws to remove planned obsolescence. The future of electronic waste may well be based on a wholesale change in materials and processes. Using completely different materials is as attractive as upping the amount we recycle. For instance, rather than investing in ways of dealing with hazardous byproducts from devices, scientists and engineers are exploring ways to make some components from natural materials so that they either biodegrade or can be dismantled easily via a method known as e-processing. This means that materials could be artificially grown and that destruction of natural habitats in order to extract metals could become a thing of the past. Currently, the list of viable options for more sustainable manufacturing includes plants such as hemp, bamboo, and seaweed, all of which have a range of advantages over mined materials. Researchers are really excited about the future. They're convinced that the materials, science, and engineering are the key to improving the e-waste situation and bringing in a new era.